Welcome to the I Create Daily podcast. I'm Leora Alderson.
And I'm Devani Alderson. We're your co-hosts on this journey of creativity and productivity.
I Create Daily is for artists in every genre of creating, from musicians to writers, crafters to inventors, bloggers to entrepreneurs. I Create Daily is a movement for creators serious about your art.
If you're into creating anything, this podcast is definitely for you. Thank you so much for joining us on this journey. Hello and welcome back to another session on the I Create Daily podcast. This is a mastermind session with Sandra Haven, who we interviewed that you probably heard a week or so ago.
Right. And on book editing. And so Sandra Haven is a book editor, and we will link to that podcast. And this is going to be a mastermind where we're looking at Sandra's website. So we're going to go off video as far as we're going to stay on video with screen share. Sandra, you can turn your video off if you want to, or you can leave it as it is. But we're going to be going to a screen share and share some things that some ideas for helping Sandra, helping grow her traffic to her website. Okay, so share a screen.
I'm going to make sure this stays here.
Okay, you're going to manage the microphone. Okay, we'll move these things out of the way. Okay, can you see my screen, Sandra?
Sure can.
Okay, you can hear the neighborhood dogs in the background. Of course, they usually chime in a timely fashion. So, okay, so one of the tools that we're using is, let me just go to your website first. Okay, so here is Sandra's website, and we've already discussed with her. I'm now going to the homepage. I was on her blog. We've already discussed with you a little bit how it is that you're going to be working on updating your site. Your first site was like way before everyone else was online, and then you have since transitioned from Sandra Haven to Haven for Writers, or actually it was Bristol Services, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bristol
Editing.
Okay, it was Bristol Editing Services previously, and now that all redirects to Haven for Writers, which is a great domain name. And one of the questions we have, and we've already talked a little bit about this offline, is in order to identify how to basically architect and plan out, create the blueprint for your site now and where is based and where you want to go, it is to identify where that is. So for instance, previously in the podcast, you indicated that you were interested in continuing working with your existing writers, that you love being a book editor and you want to continue doing that. You're increasing in writing for your blog. You're increasing your amount of writing your own books. You've recently published your own book, which we will link to in this podcast. As far as your future for Haven for Writers, do you have any, so part of what you're creating, and this is something that a lot of creatives don't think about, is, you know, the longevity and continuity of your website, even once you're no longer doing commercial editing and needing to attract clients. So what you have in your website is more than just your own shingle out in the World Wide Web. You also have an asset. And so toward that, something that your website could become, for instance, as it grows and as you develop and grow in traffic, is it could actually become a monetizing entity unto itself as a resource for writers as well as editors or aspiring editors. Is that something you've ever thought of relative to your own site?
Yes, I have. I've thought of it. However, there's a learning curve, which I'm sure is what your whole bailiwick is, to learn how to monetize, how to attract enough of an audience so that you can use either affiliate links or advertisements or whatever, or even to advertise for instance, my own books.
Right.
How do I get the kind of traffic that would require to make that useful?
Okay, fantastic. So that is our bailiwick. That is what we love to do. And that is what we're doing with our own brands. And that is creating websites as online real estate, so to speak. So online properties that, you know, give us an opportunity to work in the areas that we're interested in. And at the same time, bring it to the world, so to speak. And while also having those monetized even beyond, like even when you're sleeping, as they say, so that once you decide that you want to retire from being an editor, you still have all this work, this body of work beyond just the books that you've published, but the intellectual capital of the blog and your knowledge and your years of experience also continuing to be a resource that continues to earn your money, essentially creating your own retirement through your website as well.
That sounds very nice.
So toward that, back to first where we are right now, and that is you have your book coming out. Can you tell us your book title, please, Sandra? I dropped my notes and I don't want to get it wrong. So,
how to publish a book, novel, or series.
Okay, great.
And by the time this is published, your book will have been published.
That's right. We will
have a link to it.
That's right. Well, it's already live on Kindle. The launch campaign starts tomorrow. So yeah, people will definitely have that. Okay, so the first thing that happens is we come to your site and I don't see anything about your fantastic new book.
Okay.
On the homepage. So that's where, you know, when you're, especially you're launching a book and have a new book out, you want to have that everywhere where people can easily find it.
And there is the Writer's Solution series as a tab, but if nobody knows who you are yet, or they're just coming to your site as a new person, they don't necessarily know that that's your book or the name of your series.
Good point.
So one of the things, like what you do so well as an editor is, you know, you've got the big picture and you recognize the continuity. And as a developmental editor, you know, that's kind of what we're, that's really exactly what we're talking about now. So apply that, those same thoughts, mastermind, you know, perspective and, you know, 30,000 foot view, so to speak, to your website. And that is like, when you're editing, it's like, what is the reader? What is the writer wanting the reader to discover? What is the writer wanting the reader to find?
And what path?
And what pathway there? Exactly, yeah. Right. And so for you, that would be like, when people come to your site, what do you want the first thing that they see, you know, to be? And what do you want them to do next? And to do next. And so one of the things that, so we look at the macrocosm. So it's like looking at the big picture of your site. And that is, what is the big picture that you want to have happen? And then the microcosm, where we do that article by article. And obviously we're not going to have time to do all of that today. And if we've already lost people in the audience and their eyes are starting to roll, don't worry. It really begins to make sense over time. It's like anything, any big puzzle, you know, it's all pieces at first, mm-hmm. but they do fit together and it's such a fun journey.
We'll link to a sort of masterclass thing you did on keywords. Yes. As well, because you went more in depth into that.
Yes, excuse me. So we can do that. And so looking at your site on your homepage, get your book. One of the things, just to cut to the chase right now, of what we're going to be focusing on today. You mentioned, Sandra, in our previous interview that you look forward, you're wanting to create even more blog content. You already have articles on your blog, which is fantastic. It's super important because that is what gives. That's what gives structure to Google to find you, is by having articles out there that use the keywords that you want to be found for. So in other words, like in particular, the keywords that your customers, your clients are looking for. And so for you, that is book editing services. So if we scroll through, so if we consider for now, when I say for you, it's book editing services, I mean, that is what you offer. That's the main thing besides being the author with books, right?
Right.
Okay, so we use a tool called Keyword Finder, and that's what we're looking at now. And so I've already done a search. I've already gone through the preliminary searches for you of searching the keywords that you stand the best chance of ranking for. And what's really exciting, as I mentioned to you off camera with this for you, so often, and like in Devani's niche of marketing, or so many of our audience's niche of fantasy writers, it's very, very hard to find keywords that are easy to rank for.
And that's not because writers are so ahead on keywords, unfortunately. It's really more because there's a lot of bigger companies that are ahead on marketing. And so it's harder for the author to then go as an individual and rank for something like fantasy books.
Right. Whereas in your genre as a book editor and book editing services, so we search book editing services and this shows us suggestions of, and you can see here, so what I'm going to explain what we're looking at. Book editing services gets approximately 390 searches per month. And the green means this is keyword difficulty. This means how easy or difficult it is to rank for. And as you can see, yours is in the green. And over here, that's 36% still easy. So therefore, it's relatively easy one for you to come in and get some traction on. Right now, this is your predominant keyword for your services, and you're not showing up on the first 120 pages, 120 results. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you are a fantastic editor with lots of experience and more clients than you can keep up with necessarily. In other words, you're not short of business, but it just means that your people have more found you by word of mouth, by referrals, than through organic traffic. And as you mentioned on our interview, through LinkedIn, which is fantastic. So you, that's your predominant. And so what we're talking about now, though, is building out your website as an asset that will work to attract audience, your audience to you, and prospective audience people, prospective clients to you, just through the natural Google algorithms.
Even if that client is somebody who ends up finding more value in buying your book or your future books,
right?
As opposed to you as the service provider.
And right. I know you've been online so long that you understand these SEO concepts and principles, so we're just explaining it a little bit more as well for our audience. So this is the keyword. So I've created, you see the stars there. I've already gone through and created a separate list for you, which I will send to you, that your very own, you know, keyword list of keywords that you can rank for. What we're going to do now before I go to there is, so here's another example, professional editing services gets 112 searches a month and it's in the green, 38. Manuscript editing services, that would be another keyword for you because, you know, again, many writers who are looking for editors, they're just searching a lot of different terms based on what they think, where they're going to, how they're going to find it.
Yeah.
They don't know developmental editor most of the time. They're just looking for an editor. So so let's do this. Let's toggle and what we're going to now look at is the top searches, like which keywords get the most searches each month. So proofreading is not really a keyword for you, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And copy editor is not really your keyword either, correct?
Right.
Okay. So, but editing now, most people who are looking for editors don't necessarily know what kind of editing. So editing could be, however, and it gets 3,600 searches a month instead of the 390. However, it's in the orange and it's considered still hard to rank for. We've got the Wikipedia, some of the big boys are ranking for this. And so we're not going to really focus on that. That's why it's not starred yet. We're not going to focus on just editing. Rather, we're using keyword phrases and long tail keywords that you'll be able to rank for. So we'll scroll on down. So grammar editor, I went ahead and included this in your list, and I'll explain why a little bit later in just a couple of minutes, actually. But freelance editor is, that would be one of your keywords. It gets 1,300 searches a month, but it's a little more difficult. So while it's one of your keywords to write to for future articles, it's not the top, it's not what you're going to start with. You're right. Going to want to start with all the things that are in the green that make sense for you.
Okay.
So let's see, editing services. And so this is the other one. Editing services gets 1,000 per month and it's 39 still in the green. And so developmental editing, which is part of what you do, is 880 per month and it gets 47. So right now we've kind of identified, you know, probably the, let me just go through and click those. And stop me anytime if you have questions that come up as we go, Sandra.
I'll just say I'm surprised that editing services ranks so low on the scale of difficulty. That's wonderful.
Right. Exactly. That's why we were so excited to see that for you, because it's not that common. And except that many of the people who are in the, I guess, the publishing industry at large, you know, they're primarily looking to sell books. I mean, just like you, you've been online for a long time and yet you haven't optimized your own site for a number of years. And so at least not in a deeper way. And so that's part of it. I think that many of the editors and writers, you know, so many content creators and original service providers are so busy providing their services that they're not thinking about the business of, you know, attracting traffic to their store, so to speak.
Right. I agree with you.
So, okay. So we've got editing service and developmental editing so it's not that story editor. That's another one for you. But as you can see, it's 52%. So it's not as easy, but it's 590 a month. Scrolling on down, let's see, book editor. Okay, now I'm going to go ahead and talk about some. So right now, as far as like editing, we're pulling together all the characters and then we're going to put them in the plot, right?
Okay, great.
So these are this, you know, and these are their names. These are some of their names. And so let's say that here's part of how, let me just actually go ahead and grab the search term that I think is the one you want to really focus on.
And while you're doing that, if you're listening to this episode via podcast, probably want to listen to the video version, which is on our website.
Yes, definitely. Because we're doing screen shares that will, it just only makes sense really with the screen shares. So here's what we've identified is book editing services. While it gets 390 only per month, it's easiest of all the predominant keywords that are in your genre. And editing services is the next. Well, obviously, editing services is enclosed within book editing services. So when you use this keyword, you also qualify to be found for editing services. When you use both of them interchangeably, then instead of just 390 or 1,000, now you're up to about 1,390 additional traffic flow potential per month.
That's double duty.
That's double duty. And right now you're not coming up in any of them. So that means that, you know, that's about, you know, 1,400 people a month that might be able to find you, you know, and aren't organically. Now, of course, once they find you, you know, you're going to be like, well, I can't handle all that traffic. And, you know, that's another layer and another layer of how your business growth can unfold.
Well, that's why it's so good that you have a book, because yes, you can at least capture them in a certain way, whether it's by having them on your email list or following you on social media, buying your book, because yes, only a few percent will actually reach out, and will that turn into a sale of actually doing the service part, but the rest can still funnel through everything else you offer.
Exactly. And so that's, you know, there's so much potential, including even eventually you being a source of referrals for other editors, some of which would just be gratis, you know, as a gift, as a contribution, your contribution to the community, and some of which might be that you could receive affiliate revenue for. Speaking of that, let me just jump over back to your homepage before I forget. So the other thing is, am I on homepage? No. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. So we don't have, actually, where did we go? Where did a book go? It's here. We don't have your book on your homepage, and I did find it a little while ago, but I don't remember where it was.
It's under the Writer Solutions.
Okay. Here it is. Okay. Good, good. When you click, you go to Amazon. However, you're not using your affiliate link. Have you signed up for an affiliate account with Amazon?
You know what? I never gave that a second thought. Yes. Yes, of course I have an affiliate link. I just didn't use it when I put it on my website.
So you want to do that, and for a number of reasons. Now, one is obviously when people go to buy a book, you know, for $5, the affiliate revenue for that, you know, might be 4% or 4.5%. Obviously, books are not going to make anyone, you know, they're not going to really make any money even. However, there are other layers of that, and that is that for the 24 hours that someone has used and clicked on your link to Amazon, and that's called an Amazon Associate, is there the name of their affiliate program, then whatever they buy from that link, even if it's not to buy your book, mm-hmm, you get revenue. You receive a commission on. And over time, with traffic, this is how it is. One of the ways that your website will become a monetizing authority site for editing services. So that's kind of how we're looking at your site, is the concept that a haven for writers will become an editing and writers authority site that will teach people everything they need to know in the industry about writing and editing and that sort of thing. Does that sound like a direction that you would enjoy going in?
Oh, absolutely. Who wouldn't? Yes.
Okay.
And I had heard exactly what you said before about this 24-hour situation, and using my own affiliate link in listing my book, and it just slipped right by.
Yes, and
it happens. There's a long, long, long checklist of what to do when you publish your book, and that one is probably not super high on the list.
Yes, but now that your book is done, this book anyway, in the series is done. The first one in the series is done. Those couple hours that you've been devoting each afternoon to writing and then publishing your book can be devoted to creating your authority site and embellishing all the content that you already have. And that's the other beautiful thing that's exciting, is that you already have so much content. You're already the authority. You're already an original content creator who knows how to write well and edit well. And so, you know, now it's just a matter of tweaking it so that you can be found. So we're needing, and most of us tend to write. So we've been taught to write to make it creative, to make it interesting, so that people will want to click through to our articles. We've been taught to create titles that are clickbait, that will make people want to click for whatever reason, because it sounds snazzy. But what none of that, you know, like, so this article that we're looking at, Amazon's Black Hole Swallows Reviews, no one is searching that keyword phrase.
Right.
Now, someone, because you have Amazon and reviews, then you might be found, but chances are not good, because obviously that's going to be a hard keyword to write for. Same thing, all the mysteries of Amazon. So something like this is where you talk, when we look at, and this is, I'm jumping around now to individual article strategies. So actually I want to go back to the overarching first, so as not to lose everybody. So right now your primary keyword is for your site is book editing services. So what you can do, if you don't already have it, which you probably do, but if you don't already have it, you will want to write a pillar, what we call a pillar article on book editing services. That article could be something like, what to look for in book editing services.
Okay.
Just throwing that out as an idea, and you can tweak it.
And you could even say some of how you responded to us when we asked about the different types of editing, and create that as an article, because a lot of people wonder, like Laura mentioned a minute ago, they're searching for an editor and they might not necessarily know. Even if they're a new writer publishing their first book, they might not even know that a copy editor and a story editor are two completely different things.
Right. So the book editing services is your plot.
Okay.
And then so from there, you know, so basically these two are a part of that. And then you can use interchangeably these terms, manuscript editing services. But here's what you want to do. Like, since your primary keyword for your entire site is book editing services, one thing that Google doesn't like is for the same competing site to try and rank for the same keyword. It confuses it a little bit. There are obvious exceptions to that, such as when it's for your primary niche, where they may forgive some of that, because it just becomes obvious that, you know, like for instance, an orthodontist is going to have to use orthodontical terms, you know, within their pretty much everything they write. So there are exceptions to that, but this is where we can employ some of these other characters, some of these longer phrases and terminology. So your pillar article will have this phrase in it, book editing services. It will include as subheadings these next or in the content, some of these next primary keywords, manuscript editing. You're going to write manuscript editing services alternately. Then whenever you write, you're going to be talking about, so when you want manuscript editing, look for this and that in an editor, etc. Mm-hmm. And then your article, your pillar article, it might even be something like, the title could be book editing services and what to look for. You know, the subtitle could be, what kind of editor do you need? You know, just throwing some ideas out there on the fly for you to think of and then develop into your pillar piece. And so then you want to use some of these keywords for your subheadings throughout. And pretty much this pillar piece is kind of like a composite summary. Then later, you can come back and create an article just on manuscript editing that expands on the paragraph on manuscript editing within your pillar article.
Okay.
And then similarly, copy editing services. So you're not a copy.
Pillar post is almost like a book summary, and it's like you're summarizing each chapter. So manuscript editing, copy editing, the different types of editing services, and then each summary of the chapter then links to a complete article, which is like a full chapter on what manuscript editing is.
That's
or
a good
what
one.
Copy editing services are, or all
yeah.
of that.
Yeah.
Okay, so the pillar article is like the index to all of the others.
Yes. Exactly. It is the hub. So the central hub, and then imagine the other articles being like clusters, like rays from the sun all circling around that. And they link back to each other. So then your pillar article, whenever you go to write, like you, let's say that you write a copy editing services, and you might be thinking, well, I'm not sure I want to write that because I'm not a copy editor, but your audience wants to know about right. copy editing services. You probably have, you know, associates in the industry who, and peers in the industry whom you can refer them to. In which case, then you write an article on copy editing services and what to look for, or some title such as that, or the best copy editing services, for instance. And then you list people that you know that you would recommend, because I'm sure you get asked that, right?
Right, I do.
Okay, all the time, that once they've come to you for developmental content editing, then they want to know, okay, well, who can I go to for copy editing services? So this is your chance to give a shout out to your peers and talk about what to look for, and about how much services might range and about what they can expect to pay. So as much information as you can give them, because imagine putting yourself in their shoes. What are they looking for? And one of the ways you do that with this particular tool, you can actually do it with a free tool. This keyword finder, you can allows you two free searches per day within a 24-hour period, or there's a small monthly fee if you're going to doing a lot of searching, which I doubt you will, because if you're going to work on, publish an article a week, then you can go and do two searches per day for free and create the structure for your article. By the end of the week, you've got about 14 different keyword ideas, plus you'll have our list anyway that we'll send to you. So you won't even have to do that for a while, but this is for our audience as well. And then you can, by the end of the 7 days, you can create the outline for your article based on the optimal keywords. So what was I going to say? I was talking about copy editing. Oh, okay. So you created the copy editing article. So now it's everything that people might want to, okay, that's what it was. It's everything people may want to know about copy editing. So that's the other keywords that you would need to do when you do that article. What are people asking? And here's the other thing I was going to say. So Google, what was it? Copy editor. Let's go back. Copy editing. I need my backup memory, Devani.
Copy editing
services. Okay. You see how we have the auto entry, right? So this is what people are searching. This is what Google says most people are searching: copy editing services, fiction, copy editing services online, copy editing services USA and India and Australia. So for your purposes, you might do like a subheading, copy editing services for fiction. You can do fiction copy editing services. You can turn the words around. Let's show an example here. Like, so that it's not so awkward, you can turn the words around if you need to, like services for manuscript editing, for instance. However, if there are two options, Google has two options to serve up to the searcher, they're going to first prioritize the one that's exact or the website that has the most prominence and authority. So those are just tips where it's good to keep the exact keyword phrase if you can, but you don't have to let it restrict you entirely.
Okay.
Okay, so let's scroll. We're getting our picture here of your first pillar article and then beginning to develop some of the satellite cluster articles around that. Professional book editors, that gets only 60 a month, but it's 40, so it's not so hard to write for. It was probably easier to see with a little bit larger, so I'll try.
Novel editing services.
Yes, novel editing services, 110 searches a month, 31. So there you go, Sandra. That's another, it's only 110 compared to the 390 or the 1,000 of the editing services, but remember, it's all within your genre. So this will be mentioned in your pillar article, and then you will write a secondary, a cluster article around that. Now, the other interesting thing with this $10.76, that shows that it's of high interest to advertisers. So this is CPC, cost per click. This is the average amount that people are willing to pay for this keyword. So obviously, you have your larger publishing firms, your editing firms who would be actually willing to pay $10.76. cents per click for this keyword. So as your site becomes an authority site and gains more traffic, you can actually start adding advertising like an ad network to your site, whether it's AdSense, which is not the best, but that's where most people start, or moving to a private ad network where you can actually get paid by advertisers on your site for people who come to your site and click on whatever it is they're advertising. But that's, so the advertisers that are paying this, they're paying for people who are looking for this term.
Okay, I understand now. I didn't realize what that represented. What does the PPC represent?
That is the difficulty. Like, I'm not as familiar with this. It is the level of competition, though. So it's the pay-per-click. Minimum is zero, maximum is 100.
That's fair, I think, for the people advertising for that particular keyword in terms of their bid position.
That's it. That's
and
it.
How hard difficult. It is for the advertiser as opposed to you as a writer.
Yeah. So if you were going to advertise and you had a low budget, you wouldn't want to do an 88. You would want to find something that had a lower number so you have a better chance of actually,
Okay.
So then editing and proofreading services, again, you're not proofreading, but this is where you could include in your article on editing services, book editing services, you could include proofreading services and what that entails.
Right.
You know, because again, many new authors, especially, we don't know all those things. So there could even be an author that thinks that they're looking for a proofreader. So this is where, you know, and then over time, each of those be articles that you can write and just, you know, have the... You think about it in terms of we want to create creative titles, and yet when we're looking for something, we don't want the creative title. We just want the facts. We just want the information, right?
The answer.
Right.
So, and it's. I see that our time is up, Sandra. I know you need to go. You're off to do another interview. So we're going to have to let you go for now, but I hope that got you off to a good start.
And let me give you a question here. Then do you think that it would be best served for me to start with that pillar article and go from there, or to rework some of the titles and the content in the blogs that I already have online?
Great question. Definitely start with what you already have, because that's already there, especially as an editor. So there are some people who are more writers and it's easier for them to write something new than to go through the tedium of editing in their minds. Whereas you're opposite. You already have the content, and now it's a matter of going through and working on some of what you have and optimizing it. And Google really likes that too. They like to know that people are updating and editing and freshening their content. So I would go scan through what you already have and identify which ones are the most viable candidates to become like the foundation for your pillar article.
Okay.
And, super. And that's where I would start.
And while I'm doing that, yeah, I can go ahead and freshen those titles and keywords in them. So that'll be perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. And when you get to that place, let us know. You know, you've got our contact information. We'd be glad to hop on a call and continue that process of discussion with you.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for joining us for the I Create Daily podcast. Please let us know what creatives you would like us to interview and what topics you would be interested in hearing more about.
And if you enjoyed this show, please leave a review on iTunes. We value your feedback. We read all the reviews, and it just helps us get the word out on the I Create Daily podcast. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.